Lights out.
I didn't have to stay here and work all day. I wish I could take a vacation and go to Bermuda or Nassau or Florida or somewhere. The grass is green in Bermuda. Green grass in March and the sky is blue instead of all gray and the sun is shining. I wish I was in Bermuda. I'm so tired and worried. Wish I had a big office with a nice davenport in it so I could lie down and sleep whenever I wanted to. I won't get to bed till all hours tonight. Here comes Patricia. Pretty girl. Patricia's a pretty girl. If Lucille knew about Patricia, she'd probably divorce me. I wouldn't like that very well. I wouldn't like it at all.
I brought in those letters, Johnny. The ones about the stamping machine.
Oh, thanks, honey. You've got too much lipstick on. I suppose I've got to kiss you.
Oh, don't, Johnny.
That's the old stuff. If I didn't kiss you, you'd probably get sore. You're all right, Patricia, but I wish you wouldn't. I don't know what I wish. I like to kiss you, but I don't like to have you expecting it all the time. Oh, come on. Give me just one little kiss, Pat. Come on.
Johnny, please.
Come on, sweetheart. No, I suppose I've got lipstick all over me. Patricia, you've got too much perfume on, and you know how I hate the stuff. And that green dress. I give you money to buy new clothes, and you wear that dreadful green thing all the time. Love me a little, Patsy?
Oh, I love you, Johnny. I do love you. You darling.
Well, that's all right. Only don't love me too much, baby. If Lucille finds it out, she'll tear your hair out. She's tough, Lucille is. The time she slapped that Flynn gal at the club.
Now, Johnny, stop. You've got to get those letters signed. Go ahead and sign them.
Oh, there's no rush about the letters, but there is a rush about them. They've got to get off in the airmail.
There is, too. They've got to go airmail to the coast tonight, and I've got to get them ready for Hal to take to the post office. Now, you start signing them while I figure. I brought in those letters, Johnny. The ones about the stamping machine.
Oh, thanks, honey. You've got too much lipstick on. I suppose I've got to kiss you.
Oh, don't, Johnny.
That's the old stuff. If I didn't kiss you, you'd probably get sore. You're all right, Patricia, but I wish you wouldn't. I don't know what I wish. I like to kiss you, but I don't like to have you expecting it all the time. Oh, come on. Give me just one little kiss, Pat. Come on.
Johnny, please.
Come on, sweetheart. No, I suppose I've got lipstick all over me. Patricia, you've got too much perfume on, and you know how I hate the stuff. And that green dress. I give you money to buy new clothes, and you wear that dreadful green thing all the time. Love me a little, Patsy?
Oh, I love you, Johnny. I do love you. You darling.
Well, that's all right. Only don't love me too much, baby. If Lucille finds it out, she'll tear your hair out. She's tough, Lucille is. The time she slapped that Flynn gal at the club.
Now, Johnny, stop. You've got to get those letters signed. Go ahead and sign them.
Oh, there's no rush about the letters, but there is a rush about them. They've got to get off in the airmail.
There is, too. They've got to go airmail to the coast tonight, and I've got to get them ready for Hal to take to the post office. Now, you start signing them while I fix my face.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, go ahead.
Smart girl. She biked a neck, but she knows her business. She's all right. Yes, sir, she's all right. John R. Phillips. John R. Phillips. John R. Phillips. John R. Phillips. 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 I've got a funny name. Phillips. Nice signature. Wonder what a handwriting expert would say about it. Wish I could go to the coast along with these letters. Fly to the coast.
I'll come in after 5 o'clock, shall I, Johnny?
Uh-huh.
I'll come in after 5 o'clock.
Oh, a swell. Bet. I wish you wouldn't come in after 5 o'clock. I get tired of this business, Patricia. I wish I could go down to the bar at 5 o'clock and have a drink. I'd have a Manhattan, and maybe I'd have another. And then I'd catch the 5:19 and go home and have dinner and read the paper and go to bed early. Well, they're all finished, darling.
Oh, that's a good boy. You got one more kiss now for doing your work tonight.
Thank you, Patsy. You sweet girl. I wish I was in Bermuda. I wish I didn't have to stay here. That perfume smells awful. I don't like it. I hope nobody opens the door suddenly. Hurry up, take the letters and go away. If Lucille should open that door and look in here, she'd scratch your eyes out, Patricia. Hurry up and get this kissing over with.
Oh, you're so sweet, Johnny.
You're pretty sweet yourself, Patsy. Stop calling me Johnny. Stop it. Don't call me Johnny. Phillips is bad enough. Johnny, Johnny. It sounds like a 10-year-old kid. Go on, take the letters and get out. Please, Patricia.
See you after 5 o'clock, darling.
Okay, darling. Wonder what time it is. I wish Patricia would leave me alone. I can't get any work done today. I wish I'd gone to bed early last night. I wish I could go to bed early tonight. There's that silly bridge party. I hate bridge. I wish I could play bridge real good so I could win a lot of money. How much money can you win playing bridge? I could go to Bermuda if I could play bridge good enough to make a lot of money at it. Why do people have to call me up on the telephone? I suppose it's somebody I don't want to talk to. Somebody I owe money to. Maybe it's Lucille. Maybe it's Keene Crockett. Maybe it's Frank Loughran. Maybe it's... Hello? It's Lucille. What's she calling me up for? Oh, hello, dear. I wonder if she suspects anything about Patricia. I wonder if she... Well, where have you been? She never comes downtown suddenly like this. Oh, is that so? Well, how was the show? You're a nice girl, Lucille. I like you. I love you, Lucille. I love you better than... Hurry up and get this kissing over with.
Oh, you're so sweet, Johnny.
You're pretty sweet yourself, Patsy. Stop calling me Johnny. Stop it. Don't call me Johnny. Phillips is bad enough. Johnny, Johnny. It sounds like a 10-year-old kid. Go on, take the letters and get out. Please, Patricia.
See you after 5 o'clock, darling.
Okay, darling. Wonder what time it is. I wish Patricia would leave me alone. I can't get any work done today. I wish I'd gone to bed early last night. I wish I could go to bed early tonight. There's that silly bridge party. I hate bridge. I wish I could play bridge real good so I could win a lot of money. How much money can you win playing bridge? I could go to Bermuda if I could play bridge good enough to make a lot of money at it. Why do people have to call me up on the telephone? I suppose it's somebody I don't want to talk to. Somebody I owe money to. Maybe it's Lucille. Maybe it's Keene Crockett. Maybe it's Frank Loughran. Maybe it's... Hello? It's Lucille. What's she calling me up for? Oh, hello, dear. I wonder if she suspects anything about Patricia. I wonder if she... Well, where have you been? She never comes downtown suddenly like this. Oh, is that so? Well, how was the show? You're a nice girl, Lucille. I like you. I love you, Lucille. I love you better than Patricia. All right. What time? She comes up here to the office and runs into Patricia. 5:30? That'll give me time enough. Oh, I'll meet you, dear. Where'll you be? That's better. I can get out of the office. Too bad for you, Patricia. All right, honey. 5:30 at the Creon Bar. Okay. Goodbye, darling. Still have time to make with Patricia a few minutes before I go. That's all right. Yes, sir, that's all right. It'd be just too bad if Lucille came here. She wouldn't come here, though. She hasn't been in the office in 6 months. Or is it 7 months? 6 or 7 months. She always calls up. Who's this guy? His face is familiar. What's he doing here? Who is he? Who are you, fellow? What do you want in my office? How did you get in?
Well, young man,
did you want to see me?
Are you John Phillips?
Yes. Who are you? Your face is familiar. I don't know who you are. How did you get in here?
I'm Patricia's brother.
Patricia's brother? Now, what's he going to do? He can't do anything. He doesn't know anything about Patricia. Me. He doesn't know. I didn't do anything.
You're Patricia's brother?
Well,
I came here to tell you that I want you to let her alone.
No, I'm in for it. He's a big fellow. He'll probably beat me up and my name will be in the paper. I'm afraid I don't understand, young man.
You understand all right, Mr. Phillips. I want you to let her alone.
If he starts to hit me, I'll stab him with this paper knife. He could beat me. Well, this is, Patricia is... Well, what do you mean? I'm talking like a fool. I never could keep my head when I'm scared. He thinks I'm a fool. I am a fool.
You're married, aren't you, Mr. Phillips?
He knows all about me. He'll beat me up and he'll tell Lucille. Yes, I'm married. What about it? I'll pick up the paper knife.
I don't want any married men running around with my sister. I'm man enough to stop it. Is that plain?
Why, who do you think you are? You think you're going to talk to me like that? You don't know that I've got a gun in my desk. Well, Well, you see, this is all very innocent, you know. Patricia and I, well...
I know.
Talking like a fool, like a fool, like a fool.
I'm just warning you, Mr. Phillips. I won't warn you again. Just let me say this. I was welterweight champion of my brigade in the Army. So, take my advice and let Patricia alone.
You'd better not make a pass at me. I'd shoot you. I'd kill you. I'm not going to be beaten up. Well, Sorry, I'll talking like a fool, a fool, a fool.
That's all. Don't forget.
There isn't anything wrong between Patricia and me. There isn't anything wrong. I've just kissed her a few times. She's a nice girl. I wouldn't harm her. She likes me. We're perfectly innocent. He could beat me up without half trying. I'd kill him, though. I'd have to kill him. It would be self-defense. It would be, of course it would. It wouldn't do anything to me. Why, you young punk, you've got a lot of nerve coming into my office like that and threatening me. I could have you arrested. I could call up Chief Ostrom and have you put in jail for threatening me. I'm John R. Phillips. Phillips. I know what I'll do. Coming into my office and threatening me when I haven't done a thing. Hello, Patricia. Her brother. What do you know about that? Her brother. I didn't know she had a brother. Patricia, did you see the visitor I just had? Probably didn't see him. She wouldn't let him come in. Your brother didn't know anything about it. I knew she didn't. Well, he came in to tell me to let you alone. I should have hit him. If I'd have hit him, he'd probably kill me. No, I'm not kidding. He came in here and told me if I didn't let you alone, he'd beat me up. He could do it, too. Only not if I got the gun first. I'd kill him. Sure, I'd kill him. I wonder what it's like to kill somebody. I wonder. Well, I just thought you'd like to know. Never had anything like this happen to me in all my life. Notoriety. Well, never mind. You love me? I'm an idiot for keeping on, really. I'll get myself in a jam that I can't get out of. Okay. After 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, he'll probably be waiting for her outside, or maybe he'll come up here. I have to get away quick, too, so I can meet Lucille after 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock. The way she eats ice cream, she licks it off the spoon. It makes me sick.
Bobby, what in the world did Tom say?
He said plenty. He scared me to death. Tom? Oh, who's Tom? Oh, your brother. Why, he said I had to let you alone, that's all.
He did? Johnny, did he threaten you?
Well, he warned me that he'd been welterweight champion of something or other. He said he was welterweight champion of his brigade. How big is a brigade?
Johnny, he's terrible. He beat a man just awfully just because the man spoke to me in the streetcar.
Well, he won't beat me, not if I can get to my gun. I guess I'll carry the gun with me in my pocket. Well, you want me to let you alone, darling?
Oh, Johnny.
I wish you'd say yes. I wish you'd say yes, let me alone forever. I wish you... Well, Patsy?
Oh, Johnny.
Cut out that bawling. You look terrible when you bawl. Your face is all screwed up. You make a terrible face. Cut it out. You look terrible. Don't cry, sweetheart. Please don't cry, honey. Bawling like a kid, making awful faces. Your mouth open. Looks awful. Women look terrible when they bawl. I wish I'd never seen you. Patricia, stop bawling. Don't cry, honey. It's all right. I guess I'd better let you alone, Patricia, after all. I've got no business loving you. Going on this way, I'm just a fool, I guess. That's a good time. Only trouble is it makes it bawl even more. Will you pipe down? Will you stop that? Shut up. Stop bawling, Patricia, if your brother comes in here now.
John, I love you so. I can't give you up.
It's just fine on me, baby. You'd better give me up. This is going to get me in a jam. I know it is. There, Patsy, darling. Stop crying now and kiss me. Come on, kiss me.
Oh, Johnny.
Why do I do these dumb things? Why don't I say, go on, get out, let me alone? I don't want to get beaten up. I don't care about you, Patricia. I really love Lucille, but you're pretty nice, and you kiss nice, only you're getting lipstick all over me.
Johnny, please don't give me up, will you, Johnny? I love you, Johnny.
Oh, darling. Johnny, I wish you'd stop calling me Johnny. I wish you'd go. I have to go and meet Lucille.
Tom beat you up. I don't know what I'll do, Johnny.
You won't beat me up, sweetheart. Don't you worry. Now, kiss me. I hope you won't beat me up. I guess I can ease out of this all right somehow. I don't know how, but I'll ease out of it. Patricia, you're all right, but I'm not going to play around with any girl with a tough brother. No, sir, not me. Kiss me again, Patsy, darling. I love you. Now, why did I say I love her? I'm crazy. I'm a fool. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't want to say I love you. I don't love you. You're nice, but I don't love you. I don't. I love Lucille. Lucille is probably waiting for me right now.
Oh, Johnny. I love you, too.
Fine, Ness, now. I don't love you. I kind of feel sorry for you, but I don't love you. I don't love you, Patricia. It would be a terrible thing being married to you, and the next thing you'll start talking about divorcing Lucille, and I won't. I love Lucille. The door's opening. Who is it? It's Lucille.
Well, a very pretty little tableau, indeed.
Now I'm in a fix. What do I do? I can't explain to Lucille that I don't love Patricia. I can't. What will I do? Oh, God, help me. Please, God, help me. Help me. Get out of this. Help.
Who is this woman, John?
The way she said woman. Why, Miss Parmalee? Mrs. Phillips. I must be a fool introducing the daughter at a party.
Perhaps you can explain what this is all about, John?
Well, Lucille... Well, you see, I... Miss Parmalee,
I think I can explain, Mr. Phillips.
Well,
I love Johnny. That's all.
She said she loves me. Now what can I do? Lucille, believe me, please. I don't love her. I don't know. God, please help me out of this.
How very interesting. And Johnny loves you, I take it?
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't love her. I love you, Lucille.
Yes. He loves me, too.
I do not love you. I love Lucille.
Is this true, John?
Yes. I love her, Lucille. I do not. I lied. I'm a fool. Why did I say that?
You really love this little tramp, John.
Who are you calling a tramp? You can't.
I called you a tramp, young woman.
Well, I'll scratch your... Oh,
no,
I will scratch your...
I hate it, Lucille. She got me into this mess. Oh, stop. Stop it, Lucille. Patricia, stop it. Stop it, I say. Now stop this, both of you. Lucille, let go of her, Patricia. Now, sit down here, both of you.
won't do either of you any good, do I?
John, my dress is all torn.
That ventral green dress, I'm glad it's torn. Lucille beat you up pretty well. Lucille's a good scrapper and nice work, Lucille. It's all right, darling. Now, sit down here. Darling, I'm a fool. I don't like you. I don't.
I'm sorry I lost my temper, Miss Parmalee. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Oh, shut up. Don't you talk to Lucille. Now, Patricia, darling, please.
Oh, John,
John, how long has this been going on?
It's been going on for a long time. We love each other.
You do not. She just thinks she does me, and I don't love her at all. I don't, Lucille. I don't.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't see, Lucille. You don't see.
I suppose you want me to divorce John, then, so you and he can be married?
Oh, Lucille, don't divorce me. What will I do without you? What will I do? Please, Lucille, don't divorce me. I love you, Lucille. We love each other.
Is that right, Miss?
Yes, that's right.
Don't listen to her, Lucille. Don't listen to her. Please, don't listen to her, Lucille. I don't want to marry her.
What do you think, John?
I don't want to divorce, Lucille. I don't want anything but you. Oh, no, Lucille. Please, Lucille, don't.
Well, it's up to you, Lucille.
Why would I spend that long time? No, no, don't divorce me, Lucille. I can't live without you. I'll die, Lucille. I'll die without you if I could only explain. Who's that? I bet it's your brother. I knew he'd come up here. Oh, my, I'm just happy to have him. You won't go away. Please go away.
You better go to the door, John.
I can't go to the door, oh, Lucille. I can't. Oh, Lucille, I love you.
Patricia here?
I knew he'd come. I knew it. Now it's going to start all over again. What can I do?
Yes, sir. She's here. Come in.
Patricia, I've come to take you home.
She'll only go with him. She'll just go with him and go away from here.
I won't go with you.
Go with him, Patricia, and never come back.
And who is this, may I ask?
I'm Patricia's brother. I don't know who you are.
I'm Mrs. Phillips.
Now he'll tell her that he came up here and warned me this afternoon and it'll be worse than ever. Oh, why did this have to happen to me? Oh, why did it?
You seem to have stepped in on a very pleasant little scene, Mrs. Phillips. You have my sympathy.
Thank you. You knew about this, I take it.
Yes. Come on, Patricia.
I think Patricia prefers to remain here.
Oh, Lucille, please, Lucille, don't. I love you, Lucille. Let him take her. Go on, get out. Both of you, get out.
Patricia. We're getting out of this. We're going home.
No, I'm going to stay right here. You can't make me go, Tom.
Yes, you can. You're her brother. Make her go. I'll go crazy. I know I will. I can't stand this. I can't. Oh, please make her go.
Mrs. Phillips, I'm sorry. My sister...
Go on, take her. Make her go with you. Make her go. Please take her away. Please do. Lucille, make him take her away. Make him take her.
I know. It's all right. Only... It seems to be rather complicated.
Come on, Patricia.
You let me alone.
I won't do it. Take her away. Make her go with you. Go on.
Let her alone, Tom.
Phillips, I don't know why I don't feed you within an inch of your worthless life.
If you make a move, I'll get the pistol out of the desk and kill you. I'll kill you, all of you. You and your sister and Lucille and myself. I'll kill you all.
Tom, I don't think that would do a great deal of good.
No, I suppose it wouldn't.
Well, John, we might as well talk this out. No use going insane, as we did a few moments ago. There must be a way out. Sit down.
Oh, Lucille, if I could only explain to you, if I could only tell you, but you wouldn't believe me. I can't tell you.
I don't think there's anything to talk about. You simply have to divorce him.
No, Lucille, don't listen to her. I don't want to marry her. I don't want her.
Sit down, John.
Oh, Lucille, you've always helped me. Please get me out of this. Please do, Lucille. I love you. Please get me out of this. Dear God, please help Lucille. Get me out of this. Please, God.
Now, Mr. Parmalee, is it? You're sure you want John badly enough to take him away from you?
She can't have me, Lucille. She can't have me. If you divorce me, Lucille, I'll kill myself. I will. I'll die. I can't live without you, Lucille. Oh, Lucille, you know me so well. You love me, Lucille. This girl is nothing to me. Lucille, don't forget me. Lucille, don't forget how we loved each other all the time in school.
I'm perfectly sure. You've got to divorce me.
You won't let me go, Lucille. You won't just throw me away. I wish I had a cigarette. Where are the cigarettes?
Yeah,
in the desk drawer. Cigarettes. Oh, there's the pistol. Lucille, if you throw me away, if you divorce me, you'll kill me. I'll take the pistol and blow my brain out. I wonder what it feels like to blow my brain out. I wonder. I'll find out if you let me go, Lucille. I'll kill myself. I will.
Mrs. Phillips, Patricia's too young to know exactly what she does want. She's a flighty kid. She doesn't really love your husband. He's just... Well, fascinating to her because, well, he's a successful businessman and...
Successful businessman. If this gets into the papers, I'll be a successful businessman. I'll be a fool. I am a fool. Oh, why does this have to happen to me? It can't happen to me. It's a dream.
I don't care what Tom says about me, Mrs. Phillips. He thinks I'm just a baby, but I'm old enough to know my own mind.
You're a fool too, Patricia. We're all fools, fools. I don't want you. Oh, Lucille, look at me. Lucille, please look at me. I love you, Lucille. If you'll just look at me, you'll know I love you. Please, Lucille.
John isn't the easiest person in the world to get along with, young woman.
You got along with me, Lucille. I know I'm hard to get along with. I'm crazy and I'm cruel, but you love me. You love me enough to fight over me. You got along with me. You're the wisest person in the world. You love me, Lucille.
I don't care. I love him, and I'm going to marry him.
No, you're not. If Lucille won't have me,
I'll kill
myself. I think I'll kill myself with a pistol.
Anything more than
the desk drawer. I will. I will.
Well, let's ask John about it. John, you really and truly love this girl?
No, I don't love her, Lucille. I don't love her. I don't, I say, Lucille. I love you, you.
John?
I...
Of course you love me, Johnny, darling.
Yes, I...
Said it again. Something's been in my head. I can't think. I don't know what it is. I guess I'm going crazy. Oh, what have I done? I've lost you, Lucille. I've lost you, dearest.
Lucille,
I can't talk. I'm crazy. My head is all wrong. I don't know what's the matter with you. Lucille, if you could only see my thoughts, if you only could know how I love you. I can't stand this. I can't.
This is all very painful, Mrs. Phillips.
If you'd only take your sister and take her away from here and let them talk to Lucille, I could make Lucille understand. Oh, Lucille, don't look at me like that. Lucille, if you'd only come over here to me and put your hand on my shoulder, everything would be all right. You'd understand.
Patricia, I...
Oh, Johnny, darling.
Sit down, Patricia.
That's right. Make her sit down. She's a fool. She's a fool. Oh, what am I going to do? What can I do? What, Lucille, dearest? What?
Parmalee, I'd love John a great deal.
Oh, Lucille, you do love me now. You don't want to lose me. I know what you're thinking. Lucille, you're giving me up because you love me. You want me to be happy. Oh, Lucille, I've never been good enough for you. You're the most wonderful woman in the world. I love you, Lucille. I love you.
But I'm afraid I love you a great deal.
Lucille, darling, why can't you go on with this? And then you have to go home. We're going to play bridge tonight. Come on, let's quit pretending. It's like a play. Take Patricia out of here, Tom. Take her away.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't help loving him, Mrs. Phillips. It's terrible, I know, but I do love him.
Oh, God, what can I do? What can I do?
I know. Well, John, I suppose you could see Carl Beldy about the divorce. I'm sorry you had to be this way.
Lucille.
Lucille, you can't do this. You can't. You're not going to let me go. You're not going to divorce me.
Lucille, I...
Lucille, I'll kill myself. The pistol's right here in the drawer. I'll shoot myself. I've got to, Lucille. I won't let you go. No, I won't, Lucille.
Lucille, I...
I'll kill myself, Lucille. Lucille, don't you see I love you? It's no use. Let's do it. Oh, I'm afraid to. I can't go on living without you. I can't.
Put down that gun.
No, I won't, Tom. Goodbye, Lucy. Goodbye, baby. I've done it. I don't feel any difference. Blood all over.
I'm dead. Oh, Lucy. I love you, Lucy. I love you always, Lucy.
Yes. Oh, Johnny, don't. You.
Patricia, Pat.
He did it because of you, Mrs. Phil. Why are you even?
Oh, Lucy. Where did you come from, Lucy? Oh, Lucy, I love you.
I know you love me, John. I love you. That's why I had to give you up. I love you, John. I love you.
We'll always be together. Won't we, Lucy?
Johnny, I can't go on without you. Johnny.
Pat, please. No, Pat, don't.
Goodbye, Tom. I'm sorry it's such a mess.
Lucille, I love you. Love me. I've never loved anybody but you.
Johnny, I'm here. I'm with you, Johnny. I love you.
Oh, no. Patricia. Lucille.
Where are you, Lucille? Now it's got to start all over again. All over again. Over again.
John, dear, aren't you going to wake up?
What? Where am I?
You're in bed, darling.
Huh?
Where did you think you were?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I was dreaming. Is it really you, Lucille? You're really here. There's nobody with you.
Of course not, silly. Who in the world would be with me? Hurry up now and get dressed. I'll have your breakfast ready.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast.
Scrambled eggs and bacon, too. You go back to sleep now. You'll be an hour late getting to the office as it is. I'll see you downstairs.
All right, honey. Oh, boy. What a dream. Hello. This is John Phillips. Will you connect me with my secretary, please? Hello, Patricia. This is Mr. Phillips. No, not Johnny. Mr. Phillips. I won't be down to the office today, but in the meantime, I want you to go to the cashier and get your check. You're fired.
Radio 7.